Simen Kuf Mem Tes Halacha Vav. Im Adam Mazmes Al Chasim Asakal Lechol Sham, if a person invites a Chasim and Kal to eat in his house, and Yachlim Lehem Sham Cheder Bifnei Atzmai, Halacha is that if the host sets aside for the couple a separate room, Sheyachem Lias Biyach Levad, L'Smayach Sham, where they can meet together alone and rejoice there, Havisham Kamoi Chuppa Diduv and Mavarchim Sham Sheva Brachas. Then that place, that house, is considered to be their Chuppa, and they say Sheva Brachas. Vimlav, if he doesn't have a separate room, Eim Mavarchim Afil Ashabara, they don't even make the Bracha of Ashabara, the Shasimcha Moinai, and they do not add Shasimcha B'Moinai. Halacha Zayin. B'nei HaChuppa Shenechul Chaburas Harbe, when the participants of the Chasana meal are divided into many groups, Afilo Vatim She'enim P'suchim L'makam Shachasin Sham, even if they separate into rooms that are not open to the place where the Chasana is eating, Mikal Makam Avarchim Achol Chabur Chabur Brachas Eil, but nevertheless, they make these brachas with each of their groups. This is so that if the group consists of at least a minion, if a group can hear the brachas being said in the room that the chasen's in, however, their obligation is discharged with the brachas said by the group, and they do not need to say it on their own. The halacha is based on the fact that the requirement of reciting sheva brachas is incumbent upon all participants in the meal. Therefore, they do not fulfill the requirement of the bracha if they cannot hear them. Therefore, the Gris Moshe concludes that one who participates in a wedding meal is required to wait until after Sheva Brachas are said before leaving in order to fulfill his obligation. If he's unable to wait, he should declare before beginning the meal that he does not intend to join together with other people there. Since he has not joined with them, he is not obligated in Zimun or in Sheva Brachas. Since they're eating the suda that was prepared for the chasna, however, the waiters who eat after the suda of the chasna, they did not make these brachas. Halacha ches. Machzer kushasai, someone who remarries his divorced wife, ein armen shasincha minor, does not say shasincha minor. Vesuda rishon of yamin yisun armen shava brachas. On the first suda that they're married, he says shava brachas. And afterwards, they did not say anything.